y'all doing? Back again with another episode of It Factor. As always, I'm your host, Jeremy Robinson. And today we have someone special. Go ahead, introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Jada Griffin. I am a 400-meter runner at North Carolina A&T.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. By the way, North Carolina State, too. You feel me? We in there.
Yeah.
So with that, how are you doing mentally, physically, emotionally?
I think right now I'm doing really well. You know, it's the summertime. That sunshine has me feeling really good. Physically, I'm a little tired. We're heading to nationals coming on Monday. So, you know, we've been getting in those hard workouts before we get there. Uh-huh. But mentally, I'm like super good. I'm really ready. Super excited.
Got you. I would say to you, I know you're going to do great at nationals. You just keep pushing, keep doing what
you
can.
Thank you.
Get you some rest, you know. Get you some rest, you know. I guess also just stay hydrated. You know these things.
Yeah.
Hey, at the end of the day.
Texas is going to be super hot, so I've been trying to make sure I'm hydrated.
Are y'all going to Texas?
Yeah, we're going to Austin, Texas.
Man, that's going to be hot. That's going to be scorching. Mm-hmm. So in that, since we're doing all these great things, so how has your experience been at NC State and now North Carolina A&T, you know, both as a student and also as an athlete?
I think at first NC State was a bit of a culture shock for me because it was like, you know, you are at the top of your class, everyone's top of your class, you get to a school where everyone's the top of your class, you kind of have an identity crisis. It's like, okay, if everyone is the same, like, who am I? And so I really had to figure out what I wanted to do and what I was doing just to make it seem like I was smart. So I started in engineering and I was like, okay, I'm definitely just doing this just because I could do it, but I didn't have any like passion behind it. And I was not doing as hot as I thought I was. Uh-huh. So I definitely switched that up. As an athlete at NC State, it was a bit different than it is now. My first year, I had a bit of an identity crisis as well. I was like, I walked on to the team. So I had to really try to figure out where I fit in because I wasn't recruited. Mm-hmm. And so it was like, how do I fit into this D1 program as a walk-on? But as I ended my career at NC State, I really found my place and found my people. A&T, completely different experience. HBCU, so coming from right. PWI to an HBCU was another culture shock.
Uh-huh.
But I really do enjoy it. I feel like there's a sense of community here. It's like everyone supports you no matter what. They don't care. Like, as long as you are wearing the A&T, like, people come out the woodworks to support you, like alumni, like everybody.
Yes.
And as a athlete here, I really have enjoyed my time. I have more training partners, more sense of community as well. So it's like, I feel like it's more of a close-knit family unit mm-hmm. now. So it's like fun to go to practice and like enjoy it and know that like these people are going to work super hard. Like they actually like look at you like weird if you don't work hard. It's like, you can't be like, oh, I'm going to skip abs today. And they're like, you're absolutely not skipping abs today. Like, even if we had the worst workout ever, it's like, you're not skipping any part of the process.
Yes, indeed. I like that, you know, because I went to HBCU myself. I went to Clark Atlanta University. And, you know, something that's crazy is that every time me or my wife or a friend wear something from A&T, you're right. It's like, it ain't like when I wear Clark. Don't get me wrong. You know, people still.
Yeah.
But. A.T. but Aggie Pride, and they just come up to you and they just and it's
doesn't
like,
matter where you're at, like what state, people will be like Aggie Pride, like okay.
I'm like, I didn't go there. My cousin went there. It's okay. They went there. It's good, you know. And
yeah, if you're in that shirt, you're family. Period. Yeah,
definitely. I'm glad you're getting that embracing. So
yeah,
I say, what is your impact then? Why do you do what you do?
I do what I do because I want to lead a life where I know that I'm doing the best I possibly can. And it doesn't have to be like the very, very, very best, but it's just that I want to know that I put my heart into everything that I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And so for me right now, it's like, I want to see how far I can go and like putting all my effort because I don't want to lead a life where I'm like, oh, I wish I would have worked harder then. And like now I'm unfulfilled because I'm like reminiscing about the past. It's like I try to do the best that I can now and put my heart into everything so I know that I'm super fulfilled in everything that I had wanted to do.
Yes, indeed. No shoulda, coulda, wouldas, man. I like,
Yeah.
I definitely move on that too. It took me to become an adult. I would say I don't feel like I was an adult when I first came to college, but once
Yeah.
you get there and you find figure yourself out, I think I finally was like, Jeremy, we ain't gonna do no shoulda, coulda, woulda. We gonna figure this thing out. We gonna keep building on it. And it's nothing wrong with failing too. I feel like we figure that out
Yeah.
as adults. As a kid, you don't kind of get it. But once
Yeah.
you hit it, you like, hey, I can make this. So and I say, so how do you manage school and being an athlete? Because a lot of times people don't ask that. We just, you're a track star, we know you're doing good, that's cool. It's like, how do you now at A&T, how do you balance, school, and how did that look for you?
I think that, I have failed a few classes. I'm gonna be honest, and I think through, like you said, through that failure, I've had the time to learn about who I am as like a person, an athlete, and a student. And
Indeed.
so now, like at a new school, I was able to kind of start over and like really figure out what, how do I be the most productive I can be without draining myself and being burnt out. And so basically what I try to do is take my harder classes in the fall when we're here, because we have two seasons in the spring. So it's like when I'm in the fall, I can get that tutoring, I can get that work in the study hall and things like that. And then in the spring, I take a lesser load, and so that I can like not be burnt out traveling so much. And when I'm in the springtime, I like to go, sorry, I like to get all my work done before I go to a track meet, because I know when I'm at a track meet, I'm not going to be as locked in. It's hard to do hotel homework in a hotel room.
I get
So yeah, that's just my game plan. Get everything done by Wednesday, and if I need to on the bus ride there, and then lock in, Friday, Saturday.
Got you. I like that. I think that's a great way to have that. So also I would say something that I've been working on, a question I've been working on. So, and I ask myself this a lot. So who is Jada outside of track, outside of school, outside of who are you and like what you would like the world to see you as?
Ooh, that's a good question. I am a 23-year-old, still trying to figure out what I who I am. I think I have all my life to do that. I am going to school soon to be a clinical psychologist. I want to be a therapist, and I want to have my own practice. So I want to get my doctorates. And outside of academics, I'm like an outdoorsy person. Like I like hiking and stuff, and I love picnics. I love picnics, absolutely. That's my favorite activity ever. I kind of just like, chilling by myself. I do hang out with my friends, but I'm more of like a solo person. I really like astrology. I know that's like hit or miss with people, but I really do like it. And yeah, I have two cats. You might hear one talking in the background. But yeah, I'm just I would say a simple girl, So yeah.
Awesome. That's awesome. People like you tend to do beyond what they think they're gonna do. So that leads to my next question. So with you running track and being at a competitive level, being at A&T and still at what NC State, what got you into track and like what has been some of the greatest moments in your track career?
Well, I started running track when I was in the second grade, but then I stopped because I'm right now I'm 5'10". So, my parents saw that growth spurt. They said obviously basketball. And I was terrible at basketball, like absolutely. Like if someone's coming at me with a straight ahead and I'm in the middle, I'm gonna move, like personally. So yeah, I stopped running. I mean, I stopped playing basketball and I started running again my sophomore year of high school, and I really just fell in love with it. I liked that feeling. It's kind of like a meditative state. Like when I'm running, I'm not thinking about anything. It's like my brain is absolutely clear, and I love that feeling of like just being in my body. And so I think for me that I want to see how far I can go with it, you know, just like, you know, to see, like I said, like put my heart into everything that I do and just see how far I can go. I forgot the other part of your question.
Oh yeah, my second part. See, I had a two-part question. So
Yeah.
my second part was, what have been some of those great accomplishments for you in track thus far?
I think my greatest accomplishment was at NC State. You know, when I finally built up my confidence after being a walk-on, I was like, oh, like I'm definitely D1 caliber. Was last year I placed second place at the ACCs in the 400, and I feel like that was the biggest thing for me because previous years, like I never even made the finals, so it was like exciting to not only make the finals but also stand up on that podium, like, you know, with my little medal, be like, okay, I really did this, like big PR to get there as well. And then this season was completely mind-blowing to me. Like, not I've won a lot of like accolades just at my time at ANT, like the indoor athlete of the year, like athlete of the week, the athlete CAA athlete of the meet for both indoors and outdoors. And then just to top it off, just like I made it to the national championship as well. So like this has been like a completely like mind-blowing season for me. Like it's not something I ever thought would happen when I came here.
That's amazing. That's amazing. You just named them all so gracefully. You're like, I did this, did this. I'm a champion. And when I come to the Olympics, they really want me to pull up, So I was like, hey, wait a minute, man. That's dope. So what's your track goal? Like, I know a lot of people ask, but I like to ask, so what's your goal in track, like track and field? Like, you say you want to take it as far as it goes, so you're going to nationals, you're doing great things, you got yourself in a sport. Like, you literally, as an adult, you have got yourself to the place of like, hey, I actually can do this, I'm actually good at it. So like, if it gets to the point to where nationals leads you to some other part to where it's professional, would you take it and would you do it?
I definitely would take it. I'm definitely a go with the flow type of person. And so, like, if an opportunity arises, I will see it through. And so that's where I'm at right now. Like, I'm just, you know, going through, not going through the motions, but like, I'm just seeing how things play out, you know. Gonna go to nationals, see what time I run, see where I end my season, because this is my last season collegiately, like forever. And so after this would be like running at the next level. And so I'm just gonna see how this season ends and, you know, kind of go from there. So if I do have opportunity to keep running, I will take it. You know, I have two amazing coaches. And so, you know, Olympian coaches. So I feel like I would be in good hands to, you know, to keep going at the next level.
That's dope. And I'm gonna tell you this, I can brag on the show a little bit. Most athletes that come on here, that's in college, specifically for football players, and it will be with you with track. They was in college, right? And the draft was coming. And either they got drafted or they got drafted and they made the team now. So I will say to you, all those things that you want, we're going to speak it into the greatness of
Period. Your
SU.
podcast has the magic.
If you got that magic, hey, I feel like it's just a blessing, man. I feel like when you do right by people and what you're saying and the way you explain yourself, you're going to not only do what you think you're going to do, we think we're going to be good. You're actually going to do greater than that. So wherever you're going to lead you, I know it's going to be great. I'm glad I can interview you before and interview you when it happens. We can keep it moving and grow from that. That's the thing that I look at. So I say this, how do you stay motivated then? How do you
How
stay positive? How do you keep the mindset when setbacks arise? Because you're a track star, you're a student athlete. Like, how do you fail classes? You was a walk on. Let's name it out. How do you keep that positive mindset?
I think naturally I'm just a positive person. But that's not to say that I don't have my down moments. I had to really work on, you know, affirming myself and knowing that, like I wake up every morning and I'm like, okay, everything is going to work out for me. And so since I have that belief, like I just see in my life how everything does work out for me. So it was a lot of work to get to a place where like I believe that, but I feel like it really shows up in my life. And I think motivation is overrated. I think when I go to practice, I don't want to be there every day. I'm gonna be honest. Like, especially on a hard day, like I'm having like off day at class or whatever. But I just know that like we come to have fun, but it's also like we came here to work. And it's like I'm not gonna be surprised when I have something hard to do. It's like at the end of the day, like we came here to get things done, and like there's someone out there outworking you. And it's like you need to be out there doing the best that you can do, because it's like when you're on that line, you're by yourself. You're in your own lane, like there's no one really around you. So it's like everything that you have worked for, you are going to show on that line. So it's like you want to be prepared for that, whether you're motivated or not. But I
Gotcha.
do like to get some self-care in, so I'm not burnt out. So I do have like me
Indeed.
days.
That's the I was gonna ask that, how do you like so mentally, how do you prepare for it like after it? How do you decompress from being an athlete, student athlete, things like that? How do you decompress from it?
I like to just have a lazy day. We work so hard during the week, and it's a lot to just, stay positive and to work hard, put your body through things that like it hasn't been through before, and just like, socializing with people all day as well. So it's just like I just like to have a me day, like maybe go on a picnic or just like it's just little things like have a small like snack. I'm simple. It's just like one good little thing a day just keeps me like positive.
Got you, and I like that. I like that. Before we do close, I do have one other question for you. With you being athlete and these things, you being a student first and you being Jada first, let's put it that way. What do you want to be remembered for when you do hang up your cleats and you that clinical psychiatrist and those great things? What do you want to be remembered for in the sport of track?
In the track, I want to be remembered for like being a walk-on that has made it to the NCAA championships. I think that a lot of people give up. Like, I was not recruited out of high school, and so it could be really easy to see like how you are compared to other people, like top recruits or whatever. But it's like I feel like the most, this is going to be cliche, but like really like just believing in yourself and knowing like what you are capable of is like the most important thing. So it's like even if no one believes in you, if you believe in yourself, like you can go like as far as you want. So yeah, I want to be like repping for all the walk-ons. You can do it. Like you can work your way up and like be successful.
I liked it. I liked it. And who are some of your favorite track and field people, man? Like who have been like past and present?
Track and field, obviously Sydney McLaughlin,
Yes.
the GOAT, I'm gonna say that. I would say honestly my coaches as well, Alan Johnson, Terrence Trammell, they are really like motivating. I get to see them on a daily basis, so it's like you get to see like okay, gold medal Olympian, like silver medal Olympian, like on the world stage. And then like when you get them at practice, they're just like silly and like goofy, and it's like you get to see that like behind these like superstars are just like goofy like regular people. So it's like I like to see that dynamic, because you put people on a pedestal, so then seeing them on like a normal day, it's like like not like anyone could really make it, because you stop like putting them on a pedestal. I mean, they're great still, but yeah.
I get exactly what you say, man. I understand it because it took me to interview somebody I watched on ESPN and seen them play football, and it took me to interview him to see like, dang, people is just people. Like we regular, like to be honest, like yeah, they famous and all, but like they really are like normal people, and it's cool to get that side of them. That's another reason why I like podcasting. You get to see the other side of people. So, would you have happen to have any questions for me?
I did. Wait, I wrote
Yes.
them down.
Pull the notes out. Pull the notes.
I had two questions. The first one was, what inspired you to get your start?
So I was going to Clark. I went off to, I was an engineering student, and it's tough, as you know. Being a student in general is tough, and I said, I prayed about it. I said, "Hey God, if you get me through this, I need to do something to give back." And like, how does it look? So I got my job. I graduated, got my job, and we working. And you forget about some of the things you, but it came back up in a conversation with my friend. He's like, "Hey man, you always networking with people. You're always talking to people. Why don't you create a show?" And he's a media person, so he had the camera. So I was like, "Well, let's see how we can do it." And it started off as I was just going to interview people in tech. And then I had a conversation with my mom, my friends, my wife, my girlfriend at the time. And we was like, "Hey, let me interview every person. Let me see like what profession they're in, or if they're in college, or if they're trying to figure it out. And let me see if I can tell their stories." And in that, build up a network to show people that even if you're famous, even if you're a common day working person, like at the end of the day, somebody wants to know your story so that they can keep, someone gonna look at this story and say, "I could be a walk-on. Oh, she did that." That's what I do. And that make me happy. It makes my day. Definitely. Thank you,
That
Pat.
was good. That's a good start.
Thank you.
I have another question. My
Okay.
last question. Who do you think was your most impactful podcast guest you've had so far?
Almost impactful guest.
I got you thinking.
Yeah, thank you, because there's so many great people. There's so many great people. My most impactful guest from recent, I say just a couple, like last month. I'm gonna say two people. I'm gonna say one person was an athlete. His name Rashad Bateman, played for the Baltimore Ravens. He had been hurt a couple times, like once he came until got drafted and played, things of that nature. And I try to ask him a question like, "Hey, how's it playing football? Or like, what do you want to be remembered for?" He said, "I don't want to be remembered as a football player." He's like, "Don't get me wrong, like I want to be great enough to be looked at upon, but he's like, I want to be remembered for the person, took care of my family, took care of my health, and showed people a different way than just saying I'm an athlete." So speaking on being more than just an athlete, or the things that I thought we were going to talk about, he actually took it up a notch. So that was amazing to hear, and just saying how he felt about mental health, and how you'll learn a lot when you get hurt or something happens in your life. You learn a lot about yourself. And he was like, "I literally had the first time think about what's next." And I think about a lot of common people that are not famous, or we always have to think about what's next. Like you graduate college, you're like, "Am I gonna work?" Or you get laid off, anything that happens, or you're grieving, different things that happen, it make you think a little deeper. So having a conversation with him, I never thought I was going to be able to pull that out of him, and it made my day. And then also, I brought on my friends, my best friends from back home. We graduated high school, played high school football together, and that's how we met. The crazy part was when I came to college, we all didn't get to walk into high school graduation. I went to college, and they was thinking that they weren't going to be able to go to college. But I was the friend that kept embracing and kept telling them, "Hey, we're gonna figure it out." And I literally got to bring them on my show, and one's a high school football coach and one's an occupational therapist. They both finished college and they both like doing great things. One just finished his master's. So, those are things that like those are stories that I wanted to tell. And I feel like sometimes I just go back and have to, even when I'm feeling down, I have to look back. I even got pictures in the man cave. I look back at the picture and be like, "Damn, you really made it. Like we really did what we said we were gonna do, and God only knows what's next. Like what's the next best thing that's gonna happen?" So definitely, interviewing my friends was amazing.
Yeah, that sounds like an extremely important like scenario, seeing like people who come from the same place as you, just being successful and knowing that like you guys all kind of made it together.
Yes, indeed.
And I really speak to like the football player, like I feel like when you're struggling with your mental health and you hit rock bottom, it's like the only other place to go is up, and you really kind of figure out who you are at those really low points, and
Yes,
so that you can really like flourish, when you get back up.
indeed. And I say, I listen to these guys before we do close. It's crazy. I listen to these guys I want to partner with. They have a thing called the Athlete Aesthetic Podcast. And it was funny. I was listening to them, and they were saying, "I might not be an athlete anymore, but being an athlete actually helps me with every other area of my life. Like every time I'm down, I'm like, okay, we're gonna figure it out. Or every time something happens, they calling me like, hey, I need you to help me. And he's like, the reason why, he was like, for a long time, I didn't know why people reach out to me, or I always figured out a solution for myself, or was able to talk out how I need to get to a certain place. And he's like, it's because I was an athlete. Like, so no matter what level you go in life, you're gonna still have that mentality that you had when you was in college or at the pros running track. You're still gonna have it in your mind. So I feel like that's what's gonna keep propelling you. So I feel that way too. I definitely do. So yeah, it's been great talking to you. That's
Yeah, you
sweet.
too.
I'm in here talking now.
Yeah. I'm trying to be a therapist, remember?
Yeah, I know. Hey, I like it. Tap it in. I'll tell you what, we need to definitely stay in contact. You need anything, let me know, like I started the show. But I'm gonna see how I can get some of my stuff to you soon. Definitely.
Okay.
All
Thank
right.
you for having me.
No problem. I'm gonna post a snippet, and our episode will be coming out a little late, probably in the fall. But from that time, I'm still gonna make sure I stay in touch with you. But
Okay.
have a great weekend and great next week.
Thank you.
Yes,
You have a
indeed.
great weekend as well.
Yeah.
Thank you.